Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Sunday, and I think we already kicked the week off at the beginning of Sunday. If you wasn't somewhere in the house being empowered and being, my God, motivated, influenced, where God can really give you some tools for you can begin to battle this week, my God Almighty. I'm telling you, you always miss a treat. But nevertheless, we pray that God begin to increase and begin to give you what you need, amen, on this week. But there's no excuse for you being into your local place where you can continue to be in power. I don't know about you, but I thank God for teaching us a new strategy, how to fight, and how to more, amen, in the name of Jesus. And I know that there's many of you that listen to my God this evening, and you're ready to engage, you're ready to keep on pressing, you're ready to keep on moving, you're ready to dismantle the things of the enemy. And let me tell you something, when you come out of this, you ain't going to be able to go back into it never again, because you're going to have too much of tools to dismantle the enemy. Don't let me get beside myself. I'm about ready to get ahead of myself. I want to thank God, and I give honor to Christ, who the head of our life. God is always and in control, and we just bless God for what he is doing and what he is getting ready to do. And I know that as many of you listening on right now, that you can really testify that God is good all over the world. I first give honor to my wife. I thank God for her, my God, First Lady Lakeisha, and I thank God for all of you. My God, that is over the world is always a blessing to commune and fellowship with you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. It's a blessing. ADM family, we love you. Amen. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep driving. Let's keep striving towards the things of the Lord. I give a shout out to our international listeners all over the world. Norway, my God, we bless God for you. Thank God for you. The United Kingdom is always a blessing. Amen. And we thank God for our brothers and sisters in Germany, South Africa, my God, Australia. We thank God for you all that's where, right here in the United States of America. We thank God for our brothers and sisters that is right here in the United States of America as well. And we just thank God for what God is doing and the way he's taking our brothers and sisters and taking the people of God. Amen. It's a blessing right there in California, Nevada, Ohio. We thank God for you all as well. My God, New York, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Massachusetts, Connecticut. We thank God, Missouri, Texas, North Carolina, Virginia, Canada. We see you up in the house. We thank God for you all, Tennessee, Florida. We thank God. And it's a blessing, saints of God. It's a blessing that for us to continue to commune in the Lord. I'm telling you right now, God is super. supernatural for them, get ready to do something for the rest of this month. Some of you are going to encounter different things, different attacks. Some of you are going to encounter. So, in other words, you're going to have to put the muscle to the wall. You're going to have to put up a hush up. Amen. It's no sense of you, but us keep engaging into the things of God. But when it's time to pursue, or when it's time to go ahead and put up, my God, we begin to run other ways. God gave you, equipped you. Now it's time for us to stay in that set place, that set time and place with God, so we can continue to soar in that next level, for God can continue to pour into our life. Listen, I'm not want to take up too much time. We have our very own Minister Planton. She's going to get ready to come and break the bread of life, get ready to get us geared up. Going to start off this work week. I'm going to call it a work week. We start off our weekend on Sunday, my God, but we're going to get this work week going. And today is Monday. Let's get this work week going on. And we're going to come out with some tools. We're going to come out full, my God, blasting and ready to go in the Holy Ghost. But before we get geared up and go into that area, we're going to call our very own Mother Jackson. God bless you, to go ahead and lay the ground down for us. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you too, Apostle. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first I come give you the honor to pursue ahead of my life. I give the honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I also Pastor Temple and First Lady and Pastor Smith and Pastor Elect Barbara Smith and everyone in ABM ministry this afternoon. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you for another blessed Monday. Another blessed Monday, God, that you have allowed us to see in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for all things in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for just keeping our mind stayed on you, God. We thank you for this mind being a mind regulator for us, God, and a heart fixer, God, in the name of Jesus. God, continue, God, to just draw us near to you, closer to you, out of both shape, each and every minute, second of the day in our life, God. We thank you, God, for being a chef over our head, food on our table, God. We thank you, God, for letting us know that you still live. You're still our provider, God. You're still the maymaker out of nowhere, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your salvation, God. We thank you for filling us with your precious Holy Ghost. We thank you for leading us and guiding us into the role of righteousness for your name. Say, God, we just thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, for this day. First of all, God, we pray once again, God, continue to lift. We lift our babies up to you, God. Continue to lead and guide them, God, on the way to school and way back in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Save them and fill them with your precious Holy Ghost at a young age, God. Show them the way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for our spouse today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to save, deliver, heal in the name of Jesus, God. Continue, God, to lead them and to guide them in the way that you will have them, God. We thank you for bringing them up as strong towers today, God. Let them be watching in the name of Jesus, God. But most of all, God, we lift up every leader that it is in the name of Jesus, God. God, we pray, God, to continue and let them stay up on the wall, not coming down, God. Continue to cry out, like a trumpet, God. That the nation will hear, that it is God. It is God in our leaders, the one that be asked of God, the one that is at the own God heart in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you today, God. Continue to let us cry out to you, God. Lay before you like never before. Oh, God, in Elbow, say, God, yes, we need you today, God. We all need you in a different way, God. Some might need you in one way, Elbow, say, God. And somebody else might need you in another way, God. Oh, God, but we all need you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, continue, God. Continue to lead us and to guide us, God. Hold our hands, God. Elbow, say, God. Every step that you make, God, let us make the step behind you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, when we open our mouth, God, let it go like rivers of water, God.
Your word shall come forth like never before. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We lift up every sick vessel that it is once again, God. We realize, God, your word say by your stripes we are healed. So they are healed. Oh, God, we thank you today, God. Just have your way, God. Move us out the way, God, and have your way, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, we can't do nothing, God, without you. Oh, the most shame, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. In the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, God. We thank you, God. Continue to stretch us, God, like never before. Make us, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the fire of the Holy Ghost of our sin that burning everything out. It's not like you, God. So we say thank you today, God. Thank you for all things that you have done and getting ready to do. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, Lord. Oh, God, tune us in the most. Open our ears, God, that we may hear you, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Most of all, God, in the most, let us stand still, God, in the most, and see yourself face, God. We see you, God, in every hand, God. We see your healing power, God. We see your deliverance power, in the most, God. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, thank you for the thanking in our spirit today. We can't help but to say thank you, God. In our matters, God, we know that you are here with us, God. Your presence is here, God. We thank you, God. We love being in your presence, God. So keep us behind the veil, God, in our times, God, of emotion, God. Oh, God, let us think on the thing, God, that is true, God, that is good and emotion in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, for giving us a heart of forgiveness and emotion, God. If we said anything against anybody of emotion, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let us in emotion. We come to your repentance in the name of Jesus, God. Let us keep a repentant heart, God. God, our hearts, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep your hands on our minds, God, that we won't think nothing, God. But let us see everything a positive way in you, God. Everything that's true and good in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you today, God. We magnify your name, God, because you are worthy to be praised, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. Let us say, God, let us say, God, let us glance back, oh, God, and see where we were 2 or 3 years ago. But when we look now, God, we thank you. Can't help but to thank you, God, because you are God all by yourself, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, God, because we realize, God, nobody don't have to push us, to pump us up, to lift our hands, God. We lift our hands, God, because we want to, we love to, God, because we really know who you are today, God. We magnify you, God, in all things, God. Oh, how we thank you, God. We thank you how you're blessing, how you're delivering, God, how you're setting the captain free, God, how you're breaking every stronghold. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, of most, God, we pray, God, that you continue to open our minds, spiritual minds, God. Let us thank you like you, God. Let us love like you in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. Oh, God, we thank you for liberty today, God, of most, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Of most, God, thank you, God. We can't help but to say thank you, God. We glorify your name, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray today. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for the new and the other motion, God. We realize the oldness is dead, God. Newness has come forth in the name of Jesus this day, God. Oh, the motion, God. These things we ask you, God, the motion, God, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Oh, the motion today. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. These things we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We thank you, God. You are worthy to be praised. We lift you up and we magnify your name. And God, we thank you. We thank you on this evening. And we're going to prophesy this week, God, that we shall not go backwards, but we shall go forward. We prophesy that in the name of Jesus, and also, God, I add to the prayer as Mother begins to release a prophetic word in the heavens, God. I really add unto it, and I prophesy that the fire of the Holy Ghost is going to begin to consume individuals this week. And as it begins to consume them, anybody they call and check up on, contact
It's going to also begin to consume everyone they come in contact and call and talk with in the name of the apostolic that the fire of the Holy Ghost begin to move this week like never before. It's going to cause individuals to get back on fire, stirred and close up. Never mind their situation, what they're going through, because the Holy Ghost got something burning inside of them. They're going to begin to open up their mouth, begin to prophetically speak, begin to declare and decree in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give God the praise. We give him the honor because he is worthy to be praised. And I prophesy it this week that you will going to begin to experience. People of God going to begin to experience all over the world. It's going to be a revival that happens inside the spirit and also inside the minds of individuals that as the enemy begins to try to use the strategy to cause individual to drift because of their life, drift because of issues, drift because of circumstances, drift because of crisis. We're going to bring, my God, and disengage the diabolical attack and a diabolical assignment of the adversary in the name of Jesus. We shall call for victory. We shall call for success. God just said it. We declare it tonight. We declare it this evening that it shall be and it will be. It shall be broken over our ministry. It shall be broken over our minds. It shall be broken over our family. It shall be broken over our relationship in the name of Jesus. And God, anything that is causing us to operate and articulate God in diabolical activities that is evil and is not of you, God, in the name of Jesus, we make it a change right now. And we take, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. We make it a change right now. We declare it. We decree it. We scripting it because we cannot go backwards. We got to go forward. And we disengage God in the name of Jesus. Faith that is not of you. In the name of Jesus, allow the Holy Ghost to come in and consume. Allow the Holy Ghost to come in and deliver. Allow the Holy Ghost to come in and set the atmosphere in our home, in our surroundings, in the name of Jesus, because we shall reign as kings and queens, sons and daughters of the Most High. We shall not miss another blessing. We shall not miss another move that God has for us. We call on the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes, Lord.
I feel the Holy Ghost. I prophesy it. I'm a prophesy it every day. The Holy Ghost, revival, stir the souls up. We disengage this diabolical attack that the enemy coming in a different way, calling people to drift. Drift from the place where they get fed. Drift from the place where they be influenced. Drift from the place where they've been in power. In the name of Jesus, he shall not win. It will not happen because the Holy Ghost comes to consume. In the name of Jesus, we burn it up. In the name of Jesus, every diabolical distraction that comes into your life, we burn it up and release it in the anointing of God to destroy what is not of him. In the name of Jesus, we give God a yes. Somebody need to give God a yes this afternoon, this evening, because he is worthy to be praised. I declare and I decree it will happen. It shall happen. It's going to happen. You cannot go backwards. You're not going backwards. You shall continue to go forward. We stir the cold up in the name of Jesus. We call the Holy Ghost to deal with you in the late night, midday hour, late night, morning time, all time, every time. You will not be able to rest in the name of Jesus. It will and it shall be and it shall be in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
we call for the spiritual revival to take place in your life. In the name of Jesus, I dare somebody in the Holy Ghost all over the world give God a praise in the Holy Ghost. It shall be and it will be. Hallelujah.
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 Lord,
we give him a yes. We give him a yes.
Yes, Lord.
God, release a prophetic word. We're going to get ready to bring in our minister in just for a second.
God released a prophetic word about a couple of weeks ago, I think, by the beginning of this month. They tell the body of Christ, and that's the office of a prophet. Well, let me help you with this. Office of the prophet is not the gift of the knowledge and stuff. That's when the Holy Ghost come upon you. First Corinthians 12 chapter talks about that. But office of the Holy Ghost, it speaks to the body. Amen. It speaks by God. But God says, tell the body of Christ all over the world, if they be faithful for these next couple of months, they're going to begin to experience things to break, and things going to get ready to happen for them. Things going to get ready to come to fruition. Things going to get ready to come to pass. God's going to get ready to do so many things. Listen, if you ever know me, if you know someone, that it might, one thing that pastor doesn't do, I don't hype people up. I don't have no motives. We don't get into all that kind of stuff. If God said it, that's what God said. Because this is going to be a week that this rest of this year, you're going to have a thing in the Holy Ghost. But you got to always remember, when a prophetic word is released, the enemy is going to get ready to come. The enemy is going to get ready to stop. Because the enemy know that if you stay in alignment with God, he know how your blessing is going to get ready to come down. The enemy don't want some of you blessed, but some of you need to go ahead and take a stand. This is you in a fight, and you trying to figure out what God, what is this? Somebody need to pray me out. Nah, baby, it's not about being prayed out. It's about you making some decision. It's about you making some stand. It's about that you want to tell this adversary that no longer I shall not, you will not be for me no more. No longer I shall be downbound no more. No longer I will allow you to allow circumstances to keep me distracted anymore, because God got a set time and a set plan that I need to be in a set alignment to get ready to get a set blessing. And I know that as many of you listen all over the world, that you ready for a set blessing, but it seems like the hell's on broke loose. And I declare and I decree it, the way you used to fight the enemy, you will not fight him the same way, because the enemy don't learn a lot of your styles, how you come at them, how you want to articulate at them, how you execute at them. And God say, now he's going to mess you all up, because you need another strategy. You need another weapon. You need another move. You need another war cry. You need another prayer. You need another articulation. You need another execution. In the name of Jesus, my God, somebody need to give God a yes. This afternoon, my God, somebody, I got to come. I'm coming for my set trial. I'm coming.
Yes, Lord.
The last thing that I want to share with you before I go, I'm going to share this and I'm going to go. I want to share this because we got our own minister. She's going to come. I want to share this. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm trying not to scream. My God, I'm trying not to scream. My God, the enemy don't want you all to be blessed. The enemy want to cause you all to be out of the blessing, out of alignment. So he begin to bring distraction, cause you to be busy. I remember I taught this spirit, my God, a while back in the church. He released a spirit to cause you to be busy. And it caused you to be busy, busy, busy. And next thing you know, you be finding yourself drifting, drifting, drifting to where you trying to feel God. What God, what is it? What's going on? My soul, my body hunger, hunger. But now you need to tell the devil, my God, a matter of fact, we don't need to tell the devil, because the devil already know, and that's what he want you to do. Because once we begin to waste unnecessary time with the enemy know that, say, well, they're going to miss their train. They're going to miss their ride because they too busy entertaining me. And while you entertaining the enemy just saying, I want you to entertain me. And I declare and decree that the saints of God will not entertain the enemy. You're going to keep pressing. You're going to keep moving. You're going to be in that set place. You're going to be in that safe time. You're going to begin to be faithful. You're going to begin to be in prayer. You're going to begin to wail on the name of the Lord. You're going to begin to articulate and execute in your local church. You're going to begin to move forth in the Holy Ghost, and no longer you're going to be fighting and dwelling on the nonsense of the adversary, but you're going to stay focused on the assignment of the living God. If God say you're healed, baby, you're healed, and you're going to keep walking. If God say you're delivered, you are delivered, and you're going to keep walking, and you're not going to look back, and you're not going to give no, my God, room for the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
my God,
amen.
I got to go now. Amen. Of course, things are going to be turned up. You got to understand that. It always be turned up before your blessing hits your life. It always be turned up. Many of you could recall that before you got where you are right now, you experienced some hell. Y'all better hear me. You experienced some hell. You experienced some mess. You experienced some drama. Then God done did something. So the enemy want to stop you from this next move. But I want to tell the body of Christ, and I want to tell our listeners all over the world, you need to tell the enemy it will not be so. That's why it's very important you begin to get to your local church, you get to your local prayer area, you begin to stay in the communes with God, because he is not going to release the same strategy that you've been operating on. It's going to be different strategies. It's going to be different prayer strategies. It's going to be different worship, because you're going to throw the enemy all off guard. He ain't going to know which way to come at you anymore. Amen, amen, amen. I wasn't expecting to say that, but we thank God anyhow in front of the Holy Ghost. Please, my God Almighty. Listen, my God, we need to bring on that Minister Plantum, because you already know you give a preacher the mic. Y'all going to have to come popping away on their hands, my God. I'll be like back in the days of the old, Mike, to pull your coattail. The demons do it now. But I'm telling you right now, I'm just so excited. And I get so excited when God's going to get ready to do, and I see the plan of God. I'm just get so excited, so overwhelmed. Just like God finna get ready to do, the enemy don't want it to happen, because he don't want your happen life filled with joy, filled with happiness. My God, he wants you to always stay in a place of sorrow. He don't like you increasing. He wants you to continue to decrease. But my God, how many of you just need to keep walking? Don't get sucked into the way you used to fight. And that's what the enemy wants us to do, get sucked into a way that you used to fight. We got to stay focused on assignment. God bless you, Minister Plantan. Amen. We thank God for her.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Let me get off. I guess they're going to get a double dose, triple dose tonight. But however, God bless you. God bless you, Minister Plantan, everybody. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Apostle. God bless you, Apostle. God bless First Lady Lakeisha. God bless Pastor Smith, Pastor Elect Smith, the entire AD family, all the listeners that's on the radio tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. His love endures forever. His mercy and love endures forever. And what I will say is, what a mighty God we serve. And Apostle, you are so right. We have to learn how to fight the enemy in a different way. And on today, I choose to fight the enemy as Jesus did. When they came up against him, he did not say a word. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not their sins. And that's where I'm at right now in my life. On today, I would like to come out of Psalms 118, verse 17. I shall not die. Instead, I will live to tell what the Lord has done. As I sit and read these words, I was sitting and thinking of my non-curable physical conditions, thanking God for saving me, thanking him for healing me. But the Holy Spirit quickened me, and I realized that the Holy Spirit was speaking to my inward man, not to my physical conditions. He was talking to my inward man, letting me know that there were some major things that I must do to change my situation, to make sure that I come out of my old man and go into my new nature. So some of the things the first told me was that I must make sure that I'm a new creation in Christ. Then he told me I must throw off my old sinful nature and my former way of life, which is corrupted by lust and deception. Instead, let the renewing of my thoughts and attitude take place. Put on my new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. You can find that in Ephesians 4:22-24. Then he told me I must renew my spiritual mind. My spiritual mind needed to be renewed. And then he told me that I need to live a life of righteousness and true holiness, that my knowledge, my mind is being renewed and conformed to the image of Christ more and more. That's Colossians 3:10. I must constantly examine myself. See, we always, we will sit and we will put the blame off on somebody else before we sit in that mirror and see our old ugly ways. See, our own things that we do, we'll sit and say, oh, well, you the fault. You did this. You did that. But we forget to look at the things that we have done. For every action, for every action, there is a reaction. You're either going to sit and be truthful to God because God knows everything, or you're going to continue to sin and lie and continue to lie and stay in that old nature. On today, I choose to my new nature. I must always, once I do that, I need to seek the kingdom of God in everything that I do. We're not supposed to be preoccupied and putting things before God. Anything that we have going on, the first place we should go, we should seek God. For everything, we get caught up on possessions, we get caught up on necessities, we get caught on up on what we gonna eat, where we gonna live, the food, and see, when we get caught up on those things, they start making us do things that we not supposed to do. When we sit and see that we lacking, that causes us to go out and sin. But the word of God tell us that we not even supposed to worry about those things, because God will make the provision for us if we are living in his will. We must keep our eyes focused on the spiritual and the eternal. Focus on spending eternity with God. We sit every day and focus about the next day. We wonder what we're going to do for the next day. We wonder what we're going to do for the day after that. We forget that God is in control and he's the one that makes everything happen. It's not us. It's God. God is the person that decides if you're going to be here the next day, the next second. The word says that we don't even know the hour when God is coming. So it's not up to us. We put a worryation on us that we have absolutely no control over. And God told me that I needed to put on the full armor of God, the belt of truth, that you must put the truth of Christ and the word of God, the breastplate of righteousness. You must put on the righteousness of Christ and live righteously as you walk day by day. The sandals of peace. You must put on the gospel of peace to make sure you possess the gospel. Wherever you go and wherever your feet take you, you will speak the word of God. The shield of faith. Above all, you must put on faith. Believe in God's word. Faith, believe in God and his word and promises will quench all the fiery temptations and trials of the diabolical spirit. Put on the helmet of salvation. Salvation means deliverance. Do all you can do to deliver and save yourself. You got to save yourself before you can go out and try to save somebody else. You got to be trying to live righteous and holy before you try to go out there and save somebody else. You got to examine yourself and pick things up out of your eyes before you go out there and try to save somebody else. If you a liar, you're going to teach lies. If you a thief, you're going to steal. If you a drug dealer, you're going to sell drugs. If you out there prostituting, you're going to prostitute the word. So the bottom line is that you got to know who you are before you go out there and try to do something with somebody else. And then you got to put the sword, use the sword of God. The sword of God is the word of God. We got to study, to learn. You got to memorize and use the word of God. Live by the word and you will be protected
more and more from the text of the diabolical spirit. When somebody comes and sit and tell me, I was told, you're going to die. I wish you die. I shall live. I will not die. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Hey. Every word that's formed against me shall, every word that's said against me shall be condemned. You got to sit and use the word of God. I am saved. I am holy. I will be prosperous. I declare and decree that I shall live. We got to use the word of God. We have to put God's word and turn them back up, turn them against those spirits that come up against you. If you could sit and turn them words up against the spirits that come up against you, you a bad mama jamma. But remember this, that God gave us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and most of all, the power of the enemy. And once you can tread on serpents, once you can sit and speak the word of God to the enemy, nothing should harm you. Nothing should harm you. You got to put yourself in a position where you know what you're doing. You're not sitting here being hypocritical.
Yes.
You're not sitting here playing church. You're not sitting here saying you here, there, but you know you're not really there. Because I'm going to tell you something, saints, and I can only tell you by experience. Anybody who knows me know that I am a very transparent person. When you sit and you take the rock and you hide it, and you sit and come and tell God, God, I'm ready. God, I'm ready to do your will. I surrender all. God will expose you. God will expose some things. And if you can't see it first, and you can't fix it, and then confess it, repent, and ask for forgiveness, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Because Satan's job is to kill, steal, and destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't sit and put yourself in a rightful position and get right with God, because see, you can sin every day, every day, every day. You're not sinning against your brother, you're sinning to God. Everything that we do is unto God. It's not unto man, it's unto God. And guess what? God will allow Satan to sift you. He did it to Job. Will you be able to stand? Will you be able to sit and say, I shall live and not die? Or will you fold through the attack? Will your mind, that spirit of fear, come and take over in your mind and make you fold up and make you run from the church because you too shameful or you too prideful? Or will you stand and say, no weapon formed against me shall prosper? Will you stand and say, Father, I am a sinner, but now I once was lost, but now I am found? Will you sit and be able to say that? Will you sit and be able to sit and tell God, it is me, it is He. You can send me out to the world. You can send me out to the nations, and I will preach your word. I will speak your word. I will come in truth and honesty. Are you ready? Are you ready to be exposed? Because if you're ready to be exposed, then you need to sit and lift your hands to God. Because on today, I am soaring like an eagle. I am that butterfly. I'm around here blessed. I'm free. I have no shame. I have no pride. I have a contrite spirit. I am humbled because you know what? God said, you shall live and you shall not die. And I sat and I listened to his instructions. God gave me instructions for 2 years what to do and what not to do. He kept telling me, go to Psalms 101. Don't go around people who do this. Don't go around people who do that. Don't go around people who slander their neighbors. Don't go around people who sit and get into things that they're not supposed to. I'm looking for people that's going to sit and be nice to their neighbors, that's going to have rightful people around them. When you around people that's dealing in witchcraft and voodoo, do you realize if you're not rightful with God that you will sink? You will sink in a land, and it's hard to come up out of the hole. So on today, I sit and tell the entire world, everybody who's listening under the sound of my voice, that on today, I no longer have those restraints on me. Hallelujah. I am able to sit and stomp on the heads of serpents and scorpions. declare and decree that I live in prosperity and I no longer live in a lack of. I can sit and say that I am somebody, that I am a faithful servant of God, and I will live and strive to get to eternity as God wants us to be. My question today, will you live or will you die? Will you live or shall you die? Ask yourself that. And when you ask it, and when you tell God, I surrender all, buckle your seatbelt, be able to stand. Don't move, don't fret, don't fail, just stand there and say, God, I'm going to hold on while you take me through this storm, because I shall not go back. I will not go back to yesterday. I will move forward. Remember the story when Lazarus told, say, Lazarus, God told, Jesus told Lazarus, get up out that grave. Get up, move forward and take off them filthy clothes. But guess what? I got a story of Lazarus today. I'm not Lazarus, but I done took off them filthy clothes, and I'm walking forward, and I'm marching on the Zion. And if you know like I know, you will get up and you will march on the Zion with me.
Shall Amen.
You live, or will you die? In Jesus' name, I'm living. I refuse to die. I refuse to die in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. No diabolical spirits will sit and control me ever in my life again. When God gave me the word and he clearly woke me up and the teaching came through, I grasped it. I got in the word of God. Show me, Father. Take me where I can go, where I can protect myself and my family and any others that want to be protected. I refuse to go back. Will you go back today, or will you move forward? In Jesus' name, I pray that each and every person on this phone will move forward and live and not die, as God has predestined each and every last one of us to do. Amen.
Amen.
We shall live and not die and declare the words of the Lord. Somebody need to hear this all over the world. You need to say that in your spirit, that I shall live and not die. And some of you need to tell your situation that. You need to tell your situation that I shall live and not die and declare the work of the Lord. My goodness. Amen. What a great word. What a great word. Listen, it's going to get even hotter. We're going to give we're going to get even more in depth, my God, with the word of God, especially this week. My God, we're going to start dismantling our area that calls movement. In other words, that part of your brain. The Bible says, be renewed of your mind. We got it. But the thing about it is, saints of God, you got to understand how the mind functions before you could be renewed. And that's the piece that really the enemy been hitting us on, and we keep backwards other than forward. So we got to dismantle the part of the brain using biblical principles and figure out how this functions for we could be renewed in our minds. That's why some of us still having on past stuff. We still having on. We still got clutter in our parts of our brain, parts in our mind for 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, and we still have this and that. And when you have clutter that is not of God, you give the enemy access to begin to engage into your mind, because you have stuff that belongs to him. You have filth. God said, I will not dwell in no unclean place. You have uncleanness in your mind. So I believe and I pray that this week going to be a mind detox, a mental detox. And I'm going to begin to dig into some areas, and we're going to dig into some area. This is going to be good, saints of God. Many people spend with a therapist $200, $300, $400 an hour, and all you got to do is just call in on your phone. You can't beat that. You can't get mad at God if God, you try to call out and say, God, I need this, and God don't answer you because he's putting it all the way around you. Amen? And we're going to go through a mind detox. For why? Because our minds need to be renewed. And if our minds are not renewed, the enemy going to keep having the same attack, and we're going to keep having the same excuse, and we're going to keep having the same issue
time after time. I don't know about you. I'm ready to be renewed on my mind. Amen. And hopefully you'll begin to come into a place when you're renewed on your mind. We're going to come into a place that Minister Plantin, she just spoke about being born again. You understand that? Born again. Born again is a way of life. I want to give you, we're going to learn this way of lifestyle. Our minds will be renewed this week. We're going to become born again. And I declare and decree, I declare and decree tonight that everyone that's going to come in contact, you're going to come into a new place in your mind, and you're going to become born again. And if you're already born again, you're going to have a refreshing that like you never felt before. We're going to dig in. You don't want to miss no episode. Make sure you're here before time, before 7 a.m., and we're going to begin to get geared up, and you're going to learn how what functions your body, what causes you to go into these directions that is not of God. Why my mind or why I'm still going to function in this way? My movements are still this way. My reaction is this way. Amen? We already learned one part of the brain is an anabolical. And we already learned that part, and we understand that deals with emotion and fear, but it's something that causes triggers and causes movement, and we're going to dig into it this week. I'm so excited because the more information God gives us, the better off we're going to be, and we know how the enemy is coming. Guess what? We will not operate in error another day of our life. We shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. So I want everyone to do something for me that you're on the phone line, you're on a, I'm listening by internet, you're on a, whatever. I want you to call somebody tonight. Call somebody tonight and say it's going to be some questions going to be answered. My God, things going to be uprooted out of your life, and you're going to begin to function the correct way. You're not going to keep having these same patterns, but I need you to meet me on the broadcast in the morning at 7 a.m. So I definitely want you to do that because we want to bless thousands of people all over the world for they could come into the place of being born again. Amen? Being born, and you're going to do that with your renewing of your mind. Amen? And we're going to dismantle that part with biblical principles in the Word of God. My God, I'm so excited, Mother Jackson. Minister Plunkton, I'm so excited. Amen. You really hit in the area that we're going to be hitting in this week, and we're going to get into this thing, and guess what? We are not going to be puppets anymore of the devil because we don't know. Amen. We don't know. I felt the Holy Ghost right there. He blew on me on that one.
Yeah.
We will not be puppets no more because of the thing that we don't know. And the enemy is operating in areas in our life that we don't know. We will not be puppets no more, and we will not be up under no diabolical, my God Almighty, she was hitting the nail on the head with that one tonight, no diabolical influence of the adversary. My God, when God say, I come to set you free, and who I set free is free indeed, I'm getting set free. And I will not be no adversary puppet in the spirit and cause me to operate and do things that is out the will of God. We are dismantling that this week. Let's get ready to go digging. Let's get it, y'all. Get your notepads, get your computers, get all of it ready. We finna get into it. Until this time, my God, we're going to let Minister Plumpton go ahead and close us on out. You're going to hit us with fire. And we're going to say, and Pastor going to say good night right after her. Amen. God bless you. Go ahead, close us on out.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you tonight, Father God, stating, Father God, declaring and decreeing, Father God, that we shall live and we shall not die, Father God. That we, Father God, will not let any diabolical spirits, Father God, rule over us again, Father God. That we will walk in authority, Father God. That we will do the things that listen to you, Father God, and do the things that you tell us to do, Father God. That we will not be fearful, Father God, but we will stand. We will stand on the wall, Father God. We will fight Satan and his adversaries, Father God, with the word of God, Father God. We will let him know that no weapon formed against us shall possible, Father God. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy, Father God, but we come to stand and battle and fight them and step them humble over their heads, Father God. Lord Jesus, we know, Father God, on tonight who we are, Father God. As we put on our full armor of God, Father God, we get in our war form, Father God. And we march on the victory, Father God. We shall not let Jesus, Father God, Father God. We shall not forget, Father God, but we shall go forward, Father God. We shall, Father God, sit on our rightful foot in our rightful positions, Father God. Father God, we shall study the word of God, Father God. And learn what you will have us to learn, Father God. We will not stay in the same place, Father God. We will, Father God, be who you have predestined us to be, Father God, and as faithful servants of God, Father God. Father God, we shall live and we shall not die, Father God. We shall seek victory over our life, Father God. We shall never live in prosperity again, Father God. We shall never have the lack of again, Father God. Father God, we shall call on your name and seek ye first the kingdom of God in every situation that we have, Father God. Father God, we are moving on to Zion, Father God. As one unit, Father God. As one unit, Father God. We come to you, Father God. As God the Father, as Jesus the Son, Father God, and as the Holy Ghost, Father God, all connected as one, Father God. And we stand together, Father God, in unity, Father God. And we shall live, Father God. And we shall not die, Father God. As we get off this phone tonight, Father God, I pray that each and every person, Father God, come to you tonight, Father God, surrendering all, Father God, asking them, Lord, to renew their mind, clear their conscience, clear their subconscious, Father God, and allow you to let the word just come into their minds, Father God. Let it consume them, Father God, so they will do the right thing, Father God, so we can live in peace and harmony, Father God, so we can have a prosperous life, Father God. Father God, we thank you on tonight. We praise you. We give you the honor. We give you the glory, Father God. And we thank you for your warring and ministry angels, Father God, that will continue to watch over us, Father God. We thank you for the hedge of protection that you placed over us, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for waking us up through the night, Father God, and giving us the dreams and visions, Father God. Lord, I just pray that each and every person on this phone be obedient to your will and your way, Father God, and allow you to have your way, Father God, not lean on their own understanding, but know that you are God all by yourself and that you are in control. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
I see you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. You shall live and not die and declare the work of the Lord. God bless you. Keep pressing on.